obviously I had Olympics last year, which was just in the team event. I was unlucky just to miss out individually, so I really made sure that I wasn't going to miss out by a narrow margin again, and I made my place very secure. You know, I was confident a few weeks ago that I was going to qualify and probably steal qualification there a couple of weeks ago. So it took a lot of pressure off, and I'm going into the championships in the best form of my life, obviously. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, clearly you're in a really rich vein of form. A new PB recently in Madrid. What sort of confidence did that run give you?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I was already confident beforehand because I was running well and I was beating a lot of very good guys who went on to run well after those races in conditions that were very poor. And I got one race I ran very well out of a very poor lane one. And so I knew when I was beating guys who went on to do good things in their next race, I was just waiting and waiting. And thankfully, Madrid had the conditions where I was able to do what I knew and I was confident that I could do. So it kind of, it just came together. I just had to wait a little patiently, but I always knew it was there.
And the company you're mixing it with at this international level too must add to your already high confidence.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be the best of the best, but you know, I've been in some very good races last year, some very good races this year, and I've beaten plenty of guys that are going to be at Worlds, so there's no reason why I can't compete with them again over there, you know. I believe I can run even faster when I get out there. So, yeah, it's going to be great running against obviously the best in the world. That's why you're training, so compare yourself to those guys, and yeah, I believe I can do very well.
Chris, your career has been on an upward curve, obviously, but you really seem to have moved on a level in recent times. What do you put that form down to?
Well, people think, you know, it's just last year or this year, but it's just a case of year after year dedicating everything to training, really, everything to the sport. And, you know, you might see the results in 1 year or 2 years, but I think it's just really over the last, maybe not 10 years, but 7 or 8 years, certainly, that it's kind of adding up now, and I'm kind of seeing the rewards of just years and years of training being put together back to back and staying injury free and all that. All over those years I've been injury free, so it's allowed me to get a lot of work done, and it's obviously coming together now, last couple of years in particular. But as I said, it's definitely a case of, you know, it's been years added up together.
And last weekend, you regained your 400 metres title. Not exactly sprinting conditions in Santry, but that was a nice string to your bow to have again.
Yeah, it was. Like, obviously, I had a disappointment there last year, so I just really wanted to get the win. And the win is all I went for, really. So if I didn't need to get a hard race in my legs in those kind of conditions, I wasn't going to make it a hard race. So thankfully, you know, I finished strong enough to win comfortably in the end. So I was able to go straight back into training this week off fresh legs and get a very good week's training, which was the plan. And then I, you know, can go back into Oregon at Worlds and try and run even faster there.
And just on that finally, Chris, I know some Ireland athletes are concentrating on the Europeans rather than the Worlds later this month. You're going to Oregon in good form. It's a well-known historical sprinting arena too in the United States. How well do you think you can do at these Worlds?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we made the final of the Olympics in the mixed relay, so we're hoping to make the final at the Worlds again. And I'd certainly be looking to at least make the semi-finals at the World Championships. I think that's well within my reach. So I'll be obviously taking one race at a time, but so the first race is all I'm focusing on, and just run as quick as I can to get through to the next round, and then we'll see what we can do in the next round. So if I can make a semi-final there, yeah, it'd be very good. But as I said, one race at a time, and European Championships, to be honest, is probably going to be more important for me to do well there. So I still have my eyes on that at the end of summer, and I know Worlds will be a really good springboard for that, regardless of what happens. But I'm really still, all said, really think I can do something very good at the World Championships.